Bank of Credit, this is Shaw.
Hi, John. How are you? It's Leanne. I'm just returning the call.
Oh, good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Okay, so I have a silly question. I know when you sent me the form that says just sign, I'm literally just going to sign.
Sorry, it was breaking up. What did you say?
No, I said when you sent the email with the attachment and you said just sign, I was literally just going to sign it and send it back to you, but do you need the top portion filled out or you already have all that information already?
Oh, I already have the other information.
And
already,
you wanted me to just sign the form and that was it?
Mm-hmm, yeah, that'll be fine.
Oh, okay. All right, so we'll go ahead and scan that and get that back to you.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and that was. Is there anything else you need from us, or?
Nope, that's it. Actually, he Dr. Lee already. Darren already told me all the questions I had. He answered all the questions that I had. So the only thing was just I had to separate the two applications because it was like two separate entities on the tax return.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the only thing.
Did you also get the information regarding my old partner? Dr. Chin.
Mm-hmm.
He said
that he's not in the picture anymore.
No, it's just getting them to just get it off of our statement is
I know.
The issue.
Yeah, the
so
underwriter is like, who is this person?
I know.
You know, we don't see this person anywhere on the application.
Yeah, I know. And we even had him sign that a letter stating that, hey, you need to take me off. And so then I told Darren I'm going to go back into the bank again this Friday, probably tomorrow, to just get it taken down off once and for all. So
he said that you guys had to close down your account.
Yeah, so that was part of the issue, is that we have to close it. And I was like, well, we have so many charges going through it, a long history with it, and we just didn't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
But we're just trying to get it just physically removed off the statement, so that won't be a question, right? But
yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, other banks won't be like, you know, asking you who is this person.
Random person.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so now I know it's the holiday weekend, so we probably won't know anything until maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe?
Yeah, most likely it'll be Tuesday. I'll probably submit it today. I think the underwriting department might be here tomorrow. Not too sure. Most likely they'll process it tomorrow. Probably get an answer on the Tuesday, maybe Wednesday.
Yeah. And is it usually pretty straightforward, either it's a yes or no, or these are your options, potentially? What's in your experience?
My experience is that usually we have a couple options for you guys to choose from. What we'll do is we'll qualify you for, like, the longest term possible, the most money possible, and then you guys, you and the underwriters can decide which one's the best deal or the best option for you guys. And then from there, we generate the docs for the terms you guys agree on.
Okay. And the fact that there is another, and again, it's probably the underwriter's decision they're going to make that, but as far as having another merchant service, I guess, right now, is that typically an issue?
No, I mean, a lot of people, you know, stack on top of loans all the time. I mean, you only have one. I've had customers that have, like, four before.
Oh, okay. So it's not at all.
Yeah, exactly. You guys aren't too bad. And you have the revenue to kind of back it up already. So it most likely won't be an issue. It might cut into how much we're able to approve you for. But we'll know once they process it. But it shouldn't be a problem.
You haven't seen instances where you can actually kind of pay off that initial one and then get an additional to, you know, move, kind of like roll it all into one?
Yeah. So there's two options when customers have already another, like a working capital loan. The first option would be just to pay the first one off and get you additional capital on top, and just basically you'll just be paying us instead of paying us and I think you guys have new logic, right? Yeah. So that would be like the first option that a lot of customers end up doing. The second option would be a second position loan, which what that means is basically you get, let's just say, you know, $20,000 instead of the $100,000. mm-hmm. and then just straight capital, and that's just basically stacked on top of your original loan.
Yeah, so we still basically carry the other loan, and then we just have a secondary mm-hmm. with you guys.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to get you guys to just do the try to get you guys qualify for the first one, which
yeah,
will pay them off.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so pay them off and then just get you additional capital on top where you can just mm-hmm. consolidate the rest of your credit card debt.
Yeah, and what's the
that would be the ideal
that you've seen?
I know he was requesting for like 5 year. That would be our secured mm-hmm. loan. Usually our capital loans go up to 3 years. Some mm-hmm. instances it does go higher than that. But we'll see, you know, what's the longest one we can get you guys. But I already let the underwriters know you guys are looking for the longest term possible and, for unsecured loan.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, sounds good.
Yeah, no problem.
So I'll
go
ahead and get that uploaded and sent over to you.
Sounds good.
One page that I just signed.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good?
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, well,
thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.